the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. As the battle over alt meat regulations intensifies, two industry groups are pressuring federal regulators to define how these so-called cultured meats or clean meat should be named. The U.S. Cattlemen's Association petitioned USDA in February to enact labeling rules that exclude cell-cultured products, arguing beef should come from cattle born, raised, and harvested in the traditional manner. According to AgWeb.com, many understand the protective instincts driving the initiative, but others worry calling alt meat something other than beef would hype, not hinder, their sales. More bad news for the milk market as shares of the largest U.S. bottler, Dean Foods, fell as much as 8.9% to a six-year low. Analyst Judy Hong tells Bloomberg Americans are turning away from milk amid a wealth of options and as non-dairy substitutes like almond and oat milk gain popularity. Dean Foods unveiled a cost-cutting initiative and plans to end supply contracts with some farmers. Chinese President Xi Jinping promised to open the country's economy further and lower import tariffs on some products in a Tuesday speech seen as an attempt to defuse an escalating trade dispute with the U.S. AgriMarketing.com reports while much of the pledges were reiterations of previously announced reforms that many say are long overdue, Xi's comments sent stocks in the U.S. dollar higher on hopes of a compromise to avert a trade war. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.